Redhead, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Working the Pipes by the Smith from Slayersla. I took a sip from the flower print coffee cup she'd put before me as I regarded her red mane. We chatted, mostly her. I wondered the entire time if her pubic hair had that same red hue. I must admit that red cunts turned me on more than any other. Right, I just need to pee. Off she went, but only for a moment, and when she got back, she was naked. Holy fuck, was she pretty, super sexy, even down below. Come, let's do it in front of the mirror. It was wild. Never before now, since then, have I found myself in the hands of a hornier lady, and with the sexiest fire-red muff to boot. It was so easy. We fucked so well together. My touch on her shoulder, a bite of an earlobe, a touch of her breasts, and she came. She came so quickly, and so many times that I lost count, while I, standing in front of the mirror, got the fuck off a lifetime. I rubbed her cunt juices into my asshole afterwards and gently pushed myself into position before growing big. She went totally wild, sighed and whined and kept coming until my cum gushed deep inside her. Sadly, we only did it that one time because she turned out to be married. Here ends Working the Pipes. Dear Christopher, by Niels E. Just a quick email before you go to bed. I'm in the room above the student club, and I can hear the dull rhythm all the way up here, where the computers are. Her name is Katinka, and she's a redhead. Long, frizzy, dark red hair. It's probably henna dye. She's beautiful. The first time I see her, she's standing behind me at the bar. She's waiting, impatiently, for a slot. I quietly hope I get served first. One Carlsberg, I tell the bartender when he looks at me for a split second. What are you having? I ask her. She's a little surprised. Just a regular pint off whatever's on tap. And a pint, I shout. She puts money in my hand. She has beautiful hands. Lean, but not too thin. They have freckles on them. When the bartender comes back with change, she takes 20 kroner. I look at her, surprised. God, were those yours? I'm so sorry, I thought they were mine. It's okay, I say. A girl like you can get away with some things. I don't think I can, she replies. Yes, you're so beautiful that you definitely can, I answer. She smiles at me with eyes that make my heart ache. I hurry up and leave. Would she want someone like me? I don't think so. Well, I have a lot of female friends to dance with. Later in the evening, I see her talking to some guy. I rudely interrupt and ask her to dance with me. She doesn't like the music, she says.